Hey, Buzz?
Yes, hi.
Is it bad if we ask you what happened last night, or should we just move on?
Wait, no. I mean, there's really nothing to tell, honestly.
It was your Valentine evening.
Yeah. Well,
can I ask what happened with the with your internet gift that you were going to give Marcia?
Actually, she and I talked about it, and because we've done a lot of expenses and things lately, we decided not to do exchange gifts this year for Valentine's Day. So we did cards and candy and dinner and then fell asleep.
I thought that you... already had like some spa thing that you printed out from the internet.
I had it picked out. I had a specific menu item chosen, and all I had to do was push a button, print it out on the quality stock, and away we go. So I was able to make that last minute call, and it was a good thing I didn't really, because she didn't do anything either, and that would have made her uncomfortable. So it worked out fine.
Did you hear Shecky in the background there say around the world? Yeah. Your menu?
Yeah, he's torturing me.
Yeah, he is torturing. But you adhered to his philosophy of the. You know, no gifts on Valentine's
Day. See, but that's where...
That's the way it worked out this year.
Yeah, but not on purpose, right, Buzz? Because the way you were presenting it yesterday was that...
I was poised to do whatever was necessary.
Okay, why didn't you get her something in advance of yesterday? Even though I understand that you said that what you had was just a click away,
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to get her the thing for the spa,
right.
All you had to do was just... click and print out the thing on your high-quality glossy paper. Is it when you got home and she didn't have anything for you that you said, well, I'm not going to bother? So
no, we'd actually talked about it about after the show yesterday, I guess it was, and she said, you know, don't do anything because I didn't do anything, and so I didn't.
Because I thought yesterday you said on the air, don't say anything about that because you were going to give it to her last night.
And so when I got home, she said, hey, whatever that is you're doing, don't do it because I didn't do anything. So we agreed we're not doing anything this year.
And it sounds like you were both very tired.
Well, not both of us. No.
Oh, just her.
Yeah, I guess.
Long
so.
Day?
Yeah, probably so.
Working hard.
Had she taken a sleeping pill or something?
Not that she knows of.
Was it a good Valentine's Day, Buzz?
Not the best, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really, not that good.
Middle of the week, it's nasty, horrible cold, so you can't really get out and get around. School night, as it were, and the agreement, because of other expenditures, not to do anything for Valentine's Day.
Do you, like my esteemed partner here, occasionally have a little adult beverage when you go home in the evening?
No. No, not,
you don't.
Usually, no.
Okay. I was just wondering whether, like, a glass of wine or something like that would have maybe... loosened everybody up a little
anything
bit.
Yeah. Herbal?
Maybe that would have been a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not repeating what you're saying, Rob. I'm not going to do that every single time as you heckle Buzz.
I'm not heckling.
I'm not.
Just heckle from the front row, boys.
Rob heckles you more than anybody on the show, and I've enjoyed his heckling today. So I'm not going to be his conduit
in a
anymore.
Loving way.
Anything
so.
To unwind at the end of the day?
Not. No.
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 Me neither.
Let's say that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a guarantee.
That might have been the reason that it was this morning and not last night.
Let's all stick to that.
That might be the reason I was dancing around the bed going 7 feet. Because mm-hmm. there might have been a gigantic tumbler of vodka involved before the gymnastics.
But how about this? I didn't have anything last night.
Now that's, you see, that I don't understand that.
You know what? You're not trying, Mike.
I know.
You're not trying. If you go... a day without drinking for you, you give the rest of us hope. The rest of us that don't drink every day, you give hope to us.
I'm trying to count now.
I hate nights when I don't drink.
Man, I'm thinking I'm almost like 2 weeks.
Why?
Yeah.
Me too, just not with alcohol.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Maybe not. No, I said I don't want to lie. I want to make sure I get my facts straight.
Mm. Has it been 2 weeks, Buzz?
No. Surely it can't be that long.
How long has it been?
Oh, you know what? The last time I had a drink was the Absinthe show.
That would be 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Is that the reason you've been abstaining?
No, just, you know what? This is, I'm really, I don't want to screw up my reputation here. I just haven't really thought about it.
You see, I don't get that because even with my ass trouble and, you know, and if I'm hungover in the morning, by the time the night comes, don't you just want to take it?
You know what? You guys, in your own way, you guys can do the moderation thing. You know, for me, it's much more of a commitment.
Excuse me, I was just going to say, if I could flatter Mike for a moment, we are amateurs, even you in drinking.
Oh, I know.
Wimps.
He's a pro. I want to tell you something. I believe him. He's gone 2 weeks without a drink.
I do, too.
And I believe when we go to Atlantic City this weekend, he will drink 2 weeks' worth of drinks in one night.
Absolutely.
He'll catch up. Mm. We'll have a great evening.
I mean, we will start with, I assume, with dinner, maybe a little bit before, depending on you know, whether there's a little gambling, you know, a little pre-dinner gambling, and then dinner. And the way I've envisioned this, and then we will have much to celebrate at dinner. And I'm guessing that, you know, I'm not sure what time, but I know you're kind of an early to bed guy. And I've discussed this. I would probably assume that. What time do you think you'll crap out after dinner on Friday?
Really,
night?
In Atlantic City,
you can go a little later, right?
I can go all the way till midnight.
Wow, that's good. That's good. And I will probably go till 4 or 5 a.m. Not drinking, but just being up. No, I won't.
But there will be drinks.
I might even turn in when you turn in, huh?
There will be drinks.
Oh, yes.
Oh, come on. He can pack in all the drinking that you and I can do in a week. He can pack it in one night.
You see, that's the
especially
thing.
When it's been that long, too, and it'll be over 2 weeks.
Every night.
It might be over 2 weeks. I might have one tomorrow night.
Every night, if you just, you know, stop at 5 or 6, you know, and then call it a night, and then you're okay.
I think that's fine.
It's don't
easy
you?
For you to say.
But
then if you
that.
Drink once a week and you have 35 beers. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean,
many.
Doesn't it wipe out the entire 2 weeks of moderation? If you go into an evening after you go on 2 weeks and then you have like 20?
Yes, that's like Elvis with the peaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and popsicles.
Elvis heard that you could lose weight by eating peaches, peaches and yogurt, but he ruined the plan by having
pigged out on
30
them.
Peaches and 30 case containers of yogurt.
I make no secret about the fact that I'm a bit of a binger. Mm-hmm. When it comes to that, mm-hmm. I make no secret about the fact that you know that I can hold my liquor better than anybody on this show.
You're a pro.
Thank you.
You are a pro.
But I think that that will result in very, very serious long-term health issues.
Sure, nah. It could.
You came to this realization when?
About a half an hour ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When? What does it qualify as a binge? I can never remember. Buzz, do you remember there?
You've
binged.
No,
I know I have. Yeah. I know I have. I just forget where it is.
Well, I mean, binging is, I think, anything over a six-pack.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It gives me a stopping point tonight.
Certainly over 4 hard drinks, I would think.
How many beers did you have last night, boy?
5.
Just shy of a binge.
How many beers do you average a night?
4 or 5.
Came as close as Rob does to lying there. He almost...
That is the real lie. Just you just heard him really try to lie.
I would say, really
four
the average.
5.
I drink about a case a week. Because I might maybe... Yeah, it's 24. So that was.
I don't think that's all that 24. Bad.
6 times 4 is 24.
All right, then it's probably 35 beers a week. 7 times 5.
There you go.
And maybe there's a night I don't drink, and maybe there's a night I have more.
Do you have the occasional night when you abstain completely?
Yes. Yes. Of course.
Do you have trouble sleeping when you do that?
Sometimes.
I'm hearing a little bit of an informal test here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do what, you?
I
like,
sleep fine.
Huh? Do you?
No. That's the thing. I can have 35, and then, like, for the 2 weeks.
You can have 35
beers. Yeah. And then,
in one night?
In one night. Uh-huh. And, sure. And then, no, I don't think 35.
No.
You know what? You know what I can generate for you? And I think I can. I can probably generate my average.
Why don't we just count this weekend?
Well, because I'm, you know, it's different this weekend.
But then you divide it by 2 weeks.
No, I'm just talking about just on, let's say, just Saturday
night. Well, I'm not
going
to try to get, like, I you know, because, you know.
I'm not asking you to set a record.
No, because because drinking is a small part of what we're going to be doing. We're going to be eating, we're going to be drinking, and we're also going to be doing something that I like to have a little bit of my wits about me, if you know what I mean.
I've seen you stand at that Wheel of Fortune machine out of your mind, though.
Yeah, but but I'm not a good blackjack player when I'm faced. I'm not. But trust me, I'm not going to... What, do you want me to get pukey drunk?
No. Listen, I want you to just be yourself. What I'm saying is...
Trust me, you won't be disappointed.
What I'm saying is... Right, I know I won't.
So just count that number.
Yeah, I just don't want to put a number on it. You know? I mean,
of course you don't.
It's silly.
I would say the over-under would be 10. That would... Wow. If I was the Vegas line, that's... Okay, so Mike's indicating it would be over 10.
Well, keep in mind the amount of time and also a dinner in the middle of it.
10 is fine. Ten is
10 would be the over-under on number. And mm-hmm. just to keep it generic, even though you'll be drinking other stuff, let's say a number of beers.
10 will be, I would assume, if we're not doing the wine thing, which I don't think you and I do.
No.
We're going to do our own regular stuff. You know, we drink our hooch of choice.
Hard liquor
at
for
dinner,
me.
At dinner, 3 to 4.
Right.
And then, you
out
know,
of the tables.
The tables. The tables.
And maybe one or two before dinner, remember. And
yeah, definitely one or two
before. Are you still
dinner.
On that kick where you're saying you don't smoke cigarettes?
Now that I'm really now listen, I need your help on that.
Because here's the thing.
Because I'm gonna smoke cigars with you because I'm gonna try like hell not to. Now that's what I am. What I fear. I've been a long time without that, and that I really have to stop.
So I can say, I can picture you and I in that bar we like so bad, sitting there just talking, drinking, talking, and then
I've already decided what my the problem is. I've decided what my hooch of choice is going to be. Yeah.
Yes,
and that's going to be it's going to be one of the brown liquors. And I think that will go well with I'm going to buy my own I'm going to bring some Stogues down with me because I'm going to try to stay off the cigarettes.
Which brown liquor?
Irish whiskey.
Of course. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Maybe vodka.
Really? Not beer?
Definitely not beer.
Not beer?
Oh, maybe, though.
You know what, though? Beer is a bad casino not, drink but because of
I'm
all...
I'm getting a little excited about it now because sure. I'm thinking Here's about all
you're
the...
Gonna, you're gonna
I'm
be,
just thinking about it now. You know, I'm thinking about, I've been thinking about it all day, like what I'm going to wear.
You're going to be sitting at a table. Ready? We're going to be playing cards, and she's going to come by, and you know what you're going to say? Heineken Light.
Probably.
That's what you're going to end up saying. So don't say no beer because that's like your go-to.
Yeah, it is, and that's also the sustainable.
You know, it's like a bottle of water for you is a Heineken Light.
I'll be drinking those when you get up the next morning.
Just to come down. It's like soda.
I might stay with that all night. That might be actually my choice and that, you know, because I do want to maintain.
If you stick with Heineken Light when we go to Atlantic City, the over and under goes to 20.
Wow.
It should.
It doubles?
It should, yeah.
If Mike sticks just to Heineken Light.
That's you're talking about a long time.
But the problem with beer on the casino floor is of all the liquors, beer makes you pee the most because it's got the most fluid.
That's good, too, that you take a break from the tables.
Again, hold on, though.
Yeah.
Mike is an all-pro. Mm-hmm. He has the bladder of a camel. I swear to God.
I do.
I have seen him.
Wow.
No. I was thinking of something else.
Another
guy who we once went to Atlantic City with who did a lot of something else.
Right.
Which made him stay awake for like a week.
Huh.
And
roulette.
Mike and I stood and watched this guy just coked out of his mind playing roulette. And it was so funny.
Just we were actually, you know how in a casino you have rows of all the games and the table games, and we were like one row over.
Okay.
So we were actually looking across a row to the following side, and just absolutely, it was pure entertainment because he had one expression on his face. He looked like a fish in an aquarium because his lips were in this kind of, and he was just maniacally moving these chips all over the numbers like they do. I don't know much about roulette.
Roulette is for nuts people.
Back in the go-go 80s. And we just stood there and watched this guy. And after a while of watching him and saying, he is motionless. And we had known the incredible amount of drugs he had pounded into his body.
If you want to talk about a public service announcement for anti-substances, this guy was sitting there just going, you know, lucky he didn't keel over at the table.
And I remember after a while when we walked over to him and said, hey, are you okay? He was like, yes, I am.
And then could barely focus, you know, on us because he had to go back to the... He was completely consumed.
That's where his mind was.
Remember we asked him, when's the last time you went to the bathroom? Yesterday.
Wow. Probably true.
Yesterday. Now, Mike doesn't need that. Mike's got that natural, you know what? God, you're like a natural athlete when it comes to drinking. You
have the bladder.
The bladder lasts forever.
The Michael Jordan of drinking.
He's built. You know, it does when I'm, you know, partying. It doesn't necessarily if I'm, you know, drinking water on the show or anything like that. It's about hops and barley. Just hate to leave my system.
You have to keep your head in the game.
Absolutely. Right. Keep your head in the game.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you doing today?
Hey, that's been deleted out. And
you
thought
you were proud.
You pig.
Tim Hardaway hates you.
You total pig.
That is gross. That is gross.
I bet he hates that 10th time, though. Seems like a waste, doesn't it?
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
It's that old thing, you know, why do dogs? Well, because they can.
And that 10th time is what we would refer to in baseball as a little chin music.
The caller indicated that 9 out of 10 times, nothing happens, but 1 out of 10 times.
I don't even want to think that's true.
Isn't it nice to speak to Olympian Mark Spitz?
Spitz.
Now, listen, I ain't no homophobe. That's gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's gay. I mean, if you're sitting there doing that and then it starts raining.
Especially 9 times in a row.
Oh, my God.
That's gay.
Wow. Fascinating.
You know that what you're saying there, though, Timmy, is flatly homophobic, right? It's just it's bigotry.
Well, you know, I hate gay people.
Did he say peoples?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did. When we come back, we might have to hear the tape of Ann Curry laughing about that again.
Very good.
Ann Curry laughing about Tim Hardaway of the Miami Heat. Oh, and in case you screwed it up on Valentine's Day, don't we have that excuse guy coming up?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact,
next. As a matter of fact, it's coming up next, everybody.
And I'll be ordering a drink.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.